Tennessee voters approved a constitutional amendment in 2014 giving the state legislature more power to regulate abortion. But so far, state lawmakers haven't seized much new ground, and in some ways they've begun to be much more cautious about how every word will be interpreted in court. WPLN's Chaz Sisk is here for our weekly chat to help us understand the state of the abortion debate in Tennessee. Hello, Chaz.
Hi, Blake.
Okay, so most recently, this bill that would require a woman to have an ultrasound before deciding to have an abortion, it was pulled for the year last week. And somewhat surprisingly to me, it was anti-abortion lawmakers who were kind of standing in the way. So please explain.
Well, you know, they're worried about messing up what they've done so far. One of the most remarkable things over the last couple of years is how strategic the thinking has been of anti-abortion lawmakers and activists. They're not really trying to push it so much as they're trying to execute the game plan that they came up with over the last 14 years or so that it took to get these regulations in place. So, you know, they've got these regulations. They've passed them last year. Now they're waiting for the courts to rule on whether those regulations will hold up. Ryan Williams, who's the chairman of the subcommittee that handled the ultrasound requirement last week, here's what he had to say about it.
When I look at this, my fear is that March 7th or March 2nd, I can't remember what day in March, when these cases begin to be heard, and I believe that the bills that we passed last year will be upheld. My concern is that they could use this very bill as a reason for an appeal.
Okay, Representative Williams there, he refers to what was passed last year. Remind us, Chaz, what that is.
Well, they did essentially three things. The first is they required abortion clinics to be licensed as surgical centers, regardless of what kind of services they provide. So even if they're not providing surgical abortions, if all they're doing is they're dispensing pharmaceuticals, they still have to be registered as a surgical center, and they have to meet the inspection requirements of a surgical center. The second thing is an informed consent law, which requires doctors to read a message about abortion that includes discussion of the risks of abortion, and there's a lot of debate over exactly what those risks are. And then the third thing is a 48-hour waiting period, and that's perhaps the most controversial because it requires a woman to see the doctor twice in a span of 2 days. If you listened to that tape there earlier, Williams alluded to the March 2nd date. That's the date when the Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments on a law out of Texas. It's an inspection law very much like Tennessee's law, and the decision there is going to have a lot of impact on Tennessee's laws.
Okay, so why would something that might be passed this year have any bearing on what happened in 2015?
Well, the courts, including the Supreme Court, have said that abortion regulations can't impose an undue burden on women or providers, for that matter. And lawmakers want to be careful that they're not creating a cause of action that could not only overturn one regulation, but all the regulations out there, that the courts the courts could look at all these things, say they all add up to an undue burden, and that what states are trying to do is, rather than regulate abortion, are trying to make it so hard to get an abortion that women can't get one. That's especially important with the death of Justice Antonin Scalia. It leaves the court maybe divided 4-4, perhaps even 5-3 against in favor of abortion rights. And the activists who are against abortion really don't want to muddy the waters right now.
Okay, so here in Tennessee, anti-abortion leaders from groups like Right to Life, they appear to be much more comfortable with what Governor Bill Haslam has proposed this year. What has he proposed, and why is that?
Well, the governor really isn't going all that far on the issue of abortion this year. He's adding some reporting requirements for clinics, and he's also adding some rules about how fetal tissue is disposed of. That's in reaction to the controversial videos that emerged over the summer of Planned Parenthood officials in which activists claimed that those officials were trying to sell fetal tissue. Planned Parenthood, of course, denies that completely.
You know, I think a lot of us hadn't even heard much about fetal tissue until these undercover videos came out in this attempt to expose Planned Parenthood. I wonder, are people like Governor Haslam just feeling pressure to address the issue somehow, some way?
Well, perhaps not as much pressure as you might think or that activists thought that he would. Lifeway came out with a poll last week that showed that more than 40% of Americans were totally unaware of these videos, despite all the coverage of them, and that less than 20% of Americans had spoken out against abortion as a result of these videos. So, you know, for all the media coverage, it doesn't seem like they've moved the needle very much on public opinion.
Chaz Sisk, keeping tabs on the state capitol. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Chaz Sisk is WPLN State Capitol reporter. I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.